Life Audio.
A Prayer to Trust, God is at Work in the World, by Tiffany Tabalt, read by Leah Martin. Look among the nations and see. Wonder and be astounded. For I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. Habakkuk 1:5. There are many phrases people like to use as they compare the way things used to be with the way life is presently. Back in the day, in the good old days, back when I was a kid, it used to be this way. Why do they do this? Because they're not happy with how things are going right now. Turn on any news program or glance at the news on your phone and it can be just too much. Too much hatred, evil, violence, poverty, pain, disagreements, opinions, and stress. There's so much going on around the world that wears our minds and hearts down with the pain of it. There are even news articles stating that all this disturbing news is causing depression in many people. People feel hopeless. People feel burdened. People feel overwhelmed. Ever since that fateful day in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve chose to rebel against God, there's been heartache, struggle, and fear. Sin has devastated the world in so many ways, and not a single person has been able to avoid its impact. However, Habakkuk 1:5 offers us hope, a promise in the midst of all the evil and sin that surrounds us. The Lord is telling us to look among the nations and see, wonder, and be astounded. He says this, "For I am doing a work in your days." A spiritual hunger is sweeping the world as more people are feeling lost and empty from the onslaught of negative news. Many people are seeking the Lord and turning to Him in the midst of all this world's chaos. People are finding hope and acceptance at the foot of the cross. People are finding true value as they're experiencing the love of God. Impossible situations are being turned around. Look in wonder, be astounded at the amazing ways that God is moving. Hope is found at the cross. Joy is found as we dig deep into the Bible. Purpose is found as we realize how completely loved we are by the Lord. Today, take your eyes off what's not right in the world and have faith in the Lord that He is doing a work in it, from it, and through it. Today is the day that we lay our fears and worries at the feet of Jesus. Today is the day that we turn our eyes to the Lord and cling to His promises. He said that He is doing a work. Let's go into our days, into our struggles, with courage, with our eyes on Jesus, and our mind filled with the truth of His Word. He is doing a work. There's no evil plan, nor any ungodly ruler who will be able to stand in His way. Let's believe Him, because He is faithful. He keeps His Word. He keeps His promises. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for the promise that You are doing a work. Thank You, Lord, for the assurance that this brings to my heart and mind. Open my heart and eyes to the amazing work that You're doing in the world around me. Bring justice to the evil. Bring peace to the brokenhearted. Bring revival to this lost world. Start with me, Lord. Revive my heart. Strengthen my faith and embolden me to share Your love with those around me. In Your name I pray. Amen.
Hello, hello. Punice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.